www.radiougly.com. That's Ronnie Monroe, Delirium. Ronnie, we actually have him on the phone. Say hi.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Ronnie, it's great for you to take the time out to spend some time with us here on the station. We just heard Far and Delirium. These are off your new solo CD?
That's correct, The Fire Within.
And is that CD available for sale yet? I know I just got these tracks today, the two tracks off the CD, and it was like pulling teeth to get them for what it's worth. But you guys got some great you got some great guys working on your corner. You really do. The contact was great. The back and forth was great. Will was great. And these are great. Well, you know what? I'd like to know how long ago was you guys disbanded after Rocklahoma?
Correct.
Okay. How long ago was that? That wasn't too long ago. That was only a month or so ago.
No, that was July 9th, actually.
It was July.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been together with Metal Church?
I did three CDs with Metal Church. Mm-hmm. I joined up in 2003.
Are you the only one that's going for a solo career? Is the whole band disbanded?
Oh, no. Everybody, you know, Jeff Plate, the drummer, and Kurt Vanderhoof as well are involved in Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And so they do that during the Christmas months, actually. And Jeff Plate also has a solo thing going with friends of his, and the band is called Machines of Grace. And Kurt Vanderhoof has his side project called Presto Ballet, which is like 70s prog rock, very cool stuff. And
we all
keep busy doing our separate stuff, you know, because before we disbanded, it was still tough this day and age for at the level that we were at to only have that as our one job. We couldn't survive that way, so we all had to do different things.
And. I find that hard to believe, just from me being a big fan. I mean, Metal Church, oh my God, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's the same for me, Ken, for all of us. You know, it's a heartbreaking thing, but it is what it is, I guess.
What do you think the decline, obviously, it was a decline. Was it money? Was it viewers? Was it fans? I mean, what led to the, okay, we're going to have to do these other projects to get by?
No, nothing to do with the fans or anything like that, man. It's just basically the industry. And for what it's worth, I guess, you know, I was there with Metal Church for 6 years. And even back, Kurt Vanderhoof always joked, even when the band was first around with the original lineup, that they never got the respect they deserved. And I was a fan of Metal Church way before I became the singer. And I always thought the same thing, too. They always had a cult following, but never, for whatever reason, got the big shots at the big tours and things like that. And the same thing happened with us, you know. And also, we never really had proper management. The label, you know, did fold, but that wasn't the you know, the only reason. You know, there was a lot of disappointments along the way, and finally Kurt just, you know, threw his hands up and you know, basically called us all up and said, look, guys, you know, I can't do this anymore. It's, you know, and is that cool with you? And of course we were all reluctant to say yes, but then again, it has been a long road, but I've got my fingers crossed. Like Kurt had said, we've got some material, some live stuff, some actual footage and whatnot, and maybe in the future something could be released. And you never know. Metal Church, you know, broke up before and they came back, and so you never know.
It's funny you say that, how the cult following, because I was talking to a few people, okay, and the same thing. I hear your music. I hear your voice. It's all reminiscent of, I know these guys. I partied to these guys in school. Absolutely incredible. And everybody you talk to, you say Metal Church, and they're like, I've heard of that. They all know you, but it's like you say, they never really knew you. You know what I mean? It's familiar to everybody, but nobody really can sing along other than that really, really close call following. And it's a crying shame. It really is.
And I agree with you on that, Ken. You know, it was a privilege and honor for me to front the band for the last 6 years. You know, Kurt hiring me really gave me my shot at the next level, and I'll always forever be grateful for that. The fans have been great, and, you know, all I can do on my end, man, is continue to keep going on, because music is what I do, and hopefully the fans will dig what I'm doing, and and just keep going.
With that being said, with that being said, you step on to a solo career, okay, a solo CD. Is this your first, or have you done something like this in the past?
I did an EP, like a 3-song EP, which had, well, one of the songs that made it onto The Fire Within was on there, Desperate Man. But that was my first attempt, and, you know, Kurt helped me with that, and as well as helping me with The Fire Within, which was very cool of him. But, yeah, that's just the 3-song EP, and now The Fire Within.
So the CD that's coming out is not 3-song, though. This is a full CD, no?
Oh, no, and it's out. It's a full length. Yeah, there's 12 tracks.
Okay, yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
And how long has this been available for?
It came out at the end of March, basically, through Rat Pack Records. But we've had a lot of things transpire here in the last few months, actually. We signed up with Metal Heaven out of Germany, and the CD will be released in all of Europe, including Russia, on September 25th. And just as of last week, we also will have Japanese distribution. So The Fire Within, I'm happy to say, is almost global.
Is there a chance, obviously you've got to be crossing your fingers, some kind of a touring possibility there? That's got to be exciting to think about.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, in itself, for me, of course, you know, it's just almost a starting over point. I have a fan base, but I'm, you know, I need to build that, definitely, because just I'm not Metal Church.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I am getting out there. I've got the proper people in my corner, and they're actually setting up dates as we speak. And hopefully that will be starting in North Carolina, South Carolina, somewhere like that in September. But as soon as I know any of that, of course, it will be on runnymonroe.com and the Ronnie Monroe MySpace.
And what you just said, okay, I'm not Metal Church. For what it's worth, there's a lot of acts out there that they know the act name. When I was preparing for this show, okay, and I was advertising for the show, they knew your name. For what it's worth, you're one of those acts out there, and it's really odd because, like you say, Metal Church wasn't a household name, but everybody in the back of their mind, they knew it. Everybody knows your name. Ronnie Monroe, when I said Ronnie Monroe, they knew who I was talking about. Dude, that's got to say something.
Well, you know, and Ken, thank you for saying that, and I guess that just means that I'm a media whore.
There you go. Hey, if that's what it takes, man, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, you know, it really is, you know, but no, I just, once again, thank you for telling me that, but, you know, I do stay active as much as I can, and when I wasn't playing with Metal Church and whatnot, I go and I do guest appearances at different things, like, for instance, September 11th in Atlanta, Georgia is the Prog Fest, and they're going to do a Crimson Glory tribute to Midnight, the lead singer who recently passed away, and
they've asked
me to come and sing a song, so I'm going to be there at that, and, you know, and things like that. So, yeah, I've just tried to keep myself out there as much as possible.
Where do you live? Where do you spend most of your time?
Home base right now is Kirkland, Washington, which is by Seattle.
Yep. Oh, so you're way over there. You're West Coast.
That's true.
There you go. All right. It's a good jumping off point to all points European.
True. We usually, when we flew out of here, we'd always land in, say, Hamburg or someplace like that and move on from there. Speaking of that, I can't wait to get back to Europe as soon as possible as well.
I bet. We're running around 10 minutes. What I'd like to do, okay, I've got two tracks. I was wondering if you could share a little information about the track Far.
Sure.
Maybe a little story, what's behind that. I did play it for the listeners. We're going to round out the show with that track as well.
Okay. Well, basically, you know, Far, the premise on that is everyone's need to find something good in life. And everyone is always searching, of course. Well, maybe not everyone. Some people do have their strong faith and they just believe in one thing and that's how they'll die. But a lot of people out there have a lot of questions and things like that. And that's basically what the song is about, is searching for something good to have in your life, something to hold on to.
We've actually have a chat board here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just give me 1 second, Ronnie. I'm going to check and make sure there's no questions sitting out there. They actually, with as many years as you've done this and the groups that you've played in, tell us a story. What's probably the most frustrating gig that you've been involved with? Let's say either equipment failure. They want to hear a little bit of a story. You got anything that comes to mind? Embarrassing or equipment failure? or something like that, or a really gig that really went bad.
There's been a couple embarrassing things, but, you know, and a lot of equipment failures and whatnot. But I think
that's rock and roll, man.
That's all part of the game, baby. Right. But you know, one that does come to mind was I was somewhere in Europe, I think Austria possibly, but I was not sick, but not at my best, and I had a little bit of some lung cookies going on, and I went to belt out a note, and basically the loogie went on to the ball of the mic.
Oh no!
And then when I went to sing, and it almost went back in my mouth. Yeah. So needless to say, I freaked out a little bit about that, but I recovered like a true pro. So I think it might be on video and it might show otherwise. But
you know what it is? It's the age nowadays, the media age. You got to be careful. Anything you do, there could be a chance you're going to find it years down the road on YouTube or on somebody's cell phone. It's crazy.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you do have to be careful. So you know that kind of thing, and you know, basically, just the whole. The movie Spinal Tap, there's a reason why there's that movie. A lot of that stuff actually does happen on the road. So just watch that movie or just use your imagination, and almost anything and everything can happen out there.
How many years have you been doing this? How many years would you say actively you've been a musician?
Actively? At this level, about the last 10. But then also way before that, I've been doing this a long time. I've done top 40. Well, first off, it started originals in the Seattle original scene. And then after not having the luck that I thought I was going to have, I said, well, I might as well sing for a living. And that's when I got into top 40 and playing clubs and stuff. And then it turned into tribute bands. And then back to top 40. And then back into originals again. And you know, always with still my eye on the prize, as I wanted to be a professional musician was always my goal. You know, not so much a rock star, even though that's very cool, but I wanted to make my living from being a professional musician because I love music so much. So, but all total, probably in music for a little over 30 years.
Now, in those 30 years, okay, I know we could talk about this all night, Ronnie, but I think you're in a great position. Starting over is the words that you used earlier, okay? We're going out, we're going another direction, we're going to go a solo. Over the last 30 years, the music industry and the changes that it's made, nobody could actually give me an answer of where we're going from here, okay? But in your opinion, the changes that you've seen, is it getting better, getting worse, and where do you think it's heading? As an artist,
that is a very hard question.
I know, because it could be. We could talk about it for a half an hour, but I think what I'm looking for is just what do you think the direction is, and how are you, as an artist with a new CD, pursuing that?
Well, on my end, the team people that I have from Rat Pack Records and everyone involved. And everyone else out there, with the industry as it is right now, with the downloading situation, without getting into a whole thing, because I think that's 50-50, yep. Until they find a way to stop file sharing, which I don't think they ever will. I hope they do, but I don't know if that's possible. We've all just got to keep searching for that, I think. But as a musician, regardless of what happens out there, man, I'm going to continue to write and record. So it doesn't really matter what happens out there to me, because I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. There may be very few record sales, which is kind of the way it's going right now.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing pretty well. I'm actually very thankful for that. But, you know, the amount of hits that other bands, that most bands are taking is just incredible. But maybe they'll find a way to bring LPs back, and that'll be the only form, which I highly doubt. But you know what? There's all kinds of different things that can happen.
You know, I see more and more of that.
I'm just going to keep writing. So.
I see more and more of that. You get some bands releasing stuff on LP to try to give it like a novelty twist, okay, to increase the sales.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's going to work. I think it's great. I think it's a great idea, but you're going to appeal to such a low percentage of listeners, you know?
Oh, that's true, and I just use that as a hopeful example, because the younger generation, you know, no disrespect at all, but, you know, a lot of them don't understand.
Yeah.
When you have the world at your fingertips and a lot of it for free, you don't understand why you should have to pay, and that's what I'm running into with a lot of kids that I'm talking to these days.
Yeah.
A lot of them just don't understand that.
We hear it, Radio Ogden. We hear
it. And, well, one thing I wanted to say real quick, and then I'll shut up about that, is on that it's 50-50 to me as far as the Internet goes, because, yes, there's a lot of downloading, but on the positive side, there's so many thousands of more people hearing your music and getting turned on to your music than would have if it wouldn't have been for the
It's got to be a double-edged sword.
So that's the catch-22 right there.
Yeah. It's got to be a double-edged sword. It really does.
Basically, yeah.
I had a listener. RadioUgly.com does not file share, okay, for what it's worth. We respect the artist and their product. It's almost like me building a park bench and you just walking by and taking it after I was done. It's the same thing. And I had a listener on, and it's funny you say that. They wanted me, well, send me that file. And I said no. And they got mad. They yelled and screamed. They called me a few names that was actually kind of hilarious and funny and stormed off because I would not give them that file. And it's just like you said, we're kind of breeding a younger age that's acceptable. It's almost commonplace. And they can't understand, dude. I feel your pain. I really do.
Well, I have one example on this. There was, and this is the prime example. This kid, 18-year-old kid, guitar player in a band, that was having a heated debate with me that he thought that music should be free. And this kid was in a band.
That proves
my point of what I'm talking about.
You know what I like?
Right,
you know what
there.
I like? I can understand access. That's why that's why MySpace will never go anywhere. You know why? Because you can't take it from there. I understand free access. Let us hear the music.
Okay.
I don't agree with the sharing thing. Okay, you can have it, you can download it, and you can have it for free. Dude, man, that's my art, that's my life. Give me something for it. So
yeah, something.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Ronnie. I really do. Ronnie, I want to thank you for calling in and taking your time. I really, really appreciate it. I know you've got a couple other gigs coming up with online radio stations.
As many as I can, you know, just to spread the word.
Dude, this is a future.
And remember,
this
I'm a media
work.
Whore, so I guess that's what I do.
I know your name, my friend. I know your name. We're gonna listen to Far. I want to thank you for calling into RadioUgly.com. I really appreciate your time. Dude, good luck in everything you do. The MySpace page again, please.
Ronnie Monroe MySpace and RonnieMonroe.com. You can get The Fire Within at Rat Pack Records, which is on my top friends, as well as iTunes, Rapsody, Century Media. Just go ahead and do a Google search and you'll be able to find out where it's at.
I'm kind of a media whore myself. If you could just take a minute and say, this is Ronnie Monroe and you're listening to RadioUgly.com, I promise I'll never play it again. I'm lying.
All right. Hey, people, this is Ronnie Monroe, and you are listening to RadioUgly.com. Peace.
Thank you, my friend. You have a great evening, and thanks for calling RadioUgly.com.
All right, Ken. Take care.
Peace, man.
Bye-bye.
Far from you, far from Don't be